Blog Talk Radio.
Oh God, for you are mighty, Jesus. Mana siare na na we siara na bosia na na bosia. Mana na bosia na 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 we na na we siara. Lord, we worship you, God. We worship you, God. We worship you. You've got time and seasons in your hands. You call for light out of darkness. You don't need men to be the God you are. But I know she has for you.
Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, we confess all our sins and we repent fully and turn away from any way, thought, deeds, and actions that have led us to where we are now. We choose by faith to receive our forgiveness and healing from all sins, in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord Jesus Christ, according to John 14:14, you said, if we ask that you would do this thing for us. So by your will for our life, we ask you to sever, remove, and destroy all curses, word curses, and generational curses coming from our sins. Prayers of others or our generational line out of, off of, and away from us. Lord, we ask you to cast these evil things along with their side effects, and sting into the end. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you to sever, remove, and destroy all curses and generational curses out of, off of, and away from our spouse, parents, grandparents, children, grandchildren, and any future generations. Also including, dear Lord, step-parents, step-children, half-brothers and sisters, step-grandparents, etc., in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to cast these evil things along with their effects and side effects and things into the abyss and keep these generational curses from coming back on us in Jesus Christ's holy name. And to God be the glory. Lord Jesus, we ask you to break and destroy any curse, side effects, effects, influences, or things of any curses that have been placed on us. Anyone that has prayed for anyone that we have prayed for today, our children, grandchildren, marriages, homes, cars, trucks, office, properties, buildings, businesses, ministries, finances, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to John 14:14. We ask you to destroy any witchcraft prayers, charismatic witchcraft prayers, side effects, effects, influences, or things of any witchcraft prayer or charismatic witchcraft prayer that have been prayed over us, about us, over or about anyone that we have prayed for today. Our children, grandchildren, marriages, homes, cars, trucks, offices, properties, buildings, businesses, ministries, finances. We ask you to destroy them now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We ask you to destroy any false prophecies spoken into or over us, into anyone or over anyone that we have prayed for today. Our children, grandchildren, marriages, homes, cars, trucks, office, properties, buildings, businesses, ministries, finances. We ask you to destroy them now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord Jesus. We ask you to destroy any hexes, vexes, witchcraft spells, voodoo spells, satanic spells, chains, fetters, snares, or traps that have been placed on us. Anyone that we have prayed for today, our children, grandchildren, marriages, homes, cars, trucks, office, properties, buildings, ministries, finances, we ask you to destroy them now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We ask you to destroy any words, declarations, decrees, effects, side effects, things, and influence spoken into or over us or into anyone or over anyone that we have prayed for today that do not conform your will or your destiny for our lives or the way you want us to believe and think. We ask you to do all these things according to John 14:14 in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Powerful prayer. Prayer of destroying curses, because a lot of times people speak things and be praying soulish prayers over your life and don't even know what they be bringing upon themselves or other people. So that is done according to John 14:14 in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now we're reading from Genesis 10:16-32. Now as I call these names out, I do not know how to pronounce them, but at least I am making an effort. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. And Jehovahite, and the Amorite, and the Girgashite, and the Hivite, and the Akarite, and the Sinite, and the Arvadite, and the Zimmerite, and the Hamathite, and afterwards with the families of the Canaanite spread abroad. And the brother of Canaanite was from Sidon. Sidon, y'all. As thou comest to Gerar unto Jazab, as thou goest unto Sodom and Gomorrah and Admah and Zeboim, even unto Lashah. These are the sons of Ham after their families, after the tongues in the countries and their nations, unto Shem, also the father of all the children of Eber, the brother of Japheth, the elder, even to him were children born, the children of Shem, Elam, and Ashur, and Apex, and and Luz and Aram. And the children of Aram, Oz and Haz and Gether and Gether, the Mash. The Apex and begat Salah, and Salah begat Eber, and unto Eber were born two sons. The name of one was Peleg, for in his days was the earth divided, and his brother's name was Joktan. And Joktan begat Almodad, and Shelob, and Hazarmaveth, Bet, and Jerah, and Hadoram, and Uzel, and Delah, and Obah, and Ibi-Elah, and Sheba, and the Ophri, Ophir, and Havilah, and Jobab, and all these were in sons of Joktan. And they were dwelling, was from Mesha, as thou goest unto Tepar, and mount up, and mount off of the east. These are the sons of Shem, after their families, after their tongues, and their lands, after their nations. These are the families of the sons of Noah, after the generation and their nations. And by these were the nations divided in the earth after the flood. Now, as I was saying earlier, and I apologize because, you know, I'm doing my best and reading these words. A lot of times people don't even try to read that because they feel like they don't understand or can't pronounce them. But as you read it, you'll understand the generations. Generations, who begat who. Begat means gave birth to or was conceived. And please, you know, just when you come, just read, take your Bible. If you don't have a Bible, I'll be your Bible. I'll read it for you. If you have any questions, if you have any prayer requests, please leave a comment on the front page, or you can email me at purposeclosuregmail.com. Purposeclosuregmail.com. Until then, no goodbyes. See you later. You have a very blessed and productive day.
Oh, God, for your mighty Jesus. My neck, yeah, Lord, we worship you, God. We worship you, God. We worship you.